Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards first. Dropo catches it and steps on first to double up Gurnett. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Heft moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Heft moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from bats and he is out, Friend applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to third. Friend moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Umflett moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Kell reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Carswell pinch hits for Billy Heft. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Madison covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett takes first base on ball four. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Umflett moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.